Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. We serve the living and true God. I love Him. And I love the Lord, my God and King. The Lord is always moving mightily by the Holy Spirit. And He loves us. He has so many wonderful things to say to His people. One of the greatest things that we can give our God is our attention. The Lord can do more with your life if you give Him your attention. Some people will say, well, if I give Him my life, yeah, ultimately, but in order to give Him your life, you got to give Him your attention. Daniel said, the people that do know their, that know the Lord, their God, would be mighty and do exploits. The people that know God want to serve God with the right, motives, not with evil motives, with good, pure motives. And they serve God and they love God and they want to do right by Him. And as we go forward doing the things of God, we grow from glory to glory. Then, in the attacks that come our way, we can counter them and continue to grow from glory to glory. We can do exploits. We can be the remnant of God's people. Those that still serve after all this is fallen around us. People have fallen away. People have gone back to the world. The remnant will not bow down to Baal or any false god. And they won't preach false teachings. And we're not soothsayers. We don't change and bend the word to our benefit. That's bowing the knee to Baal too. When people change the word around for their benefit, that's kneeling down to old Baal again. What's the difference? I'm not going to bend the word of God on purpose. If I teach anything in error, it's I didn't mean to. So I rely on the Holy Spirit to help me be accurate in my teaching. I don't believe in saying things haphazardly. And when you yield to the Holy Spirit, He'll help you say things that's necessary because He's addressing people. And sometimes I get surprised by the words that come out of my mouth as I yield to Him. My fail-safe is I fill my heart with God's word because I know the Lord can be spontaneous in the way He give people things to teach. And sometimes I get another clue. There is a mystery, see. The word talks about the mystery being revealed over time. When God gave John the revelation, He told him to seal it. And all the theologians, they can't figure it out perfectly. We have a synopsis of what's going to happen. But everything that happens, it's a judgment based on what men have done. See, the way everything, whatever you do, if you put something in motion on earth, it stays in motion. If you speak an evil word to somebody, they don't forget it. It hurts their feelings. It causes a reaction in them. But when people forgive it, then it dies. But when people don't know how to forgive, you can forget about it, and then it can sour the relationship you have with that person. Hurting words, and then words that build people up. The Lord gave me a writing once called "Doing What Blesses Only," And ever since I wrote that word, I've been trying to do that. And it's not easy because we're in a world where, you know, the enemy is always trying to attack our purpose, give us false thoughts, aggravate our lives, hinder us. Paul said he would have come sooner to a place, but Satan hindered him. See, when you're on a mission for God, you have to protect it. And you have to fight. You have to contend. If you're going to stand, you have to contend while the world is bowing down to Baal. and every false god and persuasion that they can be, come up with. It's all the same thing. It's rotten. They're bowing down to something rotten. Whether it's a false religion, the opinions of men, scientific facts that they don't, that's really not science. And even sometimes the church want to be scientific. See, the enemy think he's slick. But the word of God exposes him for the liar that he is. He tried to get people to, the reason people give over to darkness is because darkness has become popular. And they want to attain that status in society. But when you get, I was baptized in the name of Jesus. And, you know, being baptized, I'm identifying myself with him. He died for me, and he rose again to life. And I got up with him to live a new life. I don't have to live a lie. I don't have to protect my status anymore. That's a lousy burden that I don't have to carry, because I'm alive to him. And I love him. And I want to do all of his will. I love him. So, in life, I don't have to protect my reputation, because my reputation is all in him. And everything I do it out of love and obedience to the Holy Spirit. And I attempt not to make any false steps. And when I make one, or if I make one, whenever it is, and I ask the Lord to help me see it so I can kill it. I am victorious. And I'm victorious to live according to his word. That's why I'm victorious. And sometimes I do things that, and something may not be pleasing in God's eyes. And I may not realize it. So I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, is there anything I can change? Anything I need to touch up on, deal with? Help me see it. I don't want to be doing something that I shouldn't be doing, or doing something in a negative way that I don't have to. And I do that from time to time. And I pay attention. And that's how we can undo what Satan is doing. God never intended for Satan to be. He created Lucifer. And Lucifer became Satan. God didn't create Lucifer to be Satan. That wasn't his intention. God can only make good things. He can only do good things. But people and angels are similar in many ways. You can give a child everything that they want in life. And if they don't learn to serve others and they want to be served, that's a problem. You have to train children to serve. And people have to, just like some people have to learn to receive. They've been in an environment where nobody gives you anything. And they work a lot, and they don't expect anybody to give them anything. You have to learn how to give love and receive love. The love of God. And we've been talking about this week about how Lucifer was the judge. He was a light bearer. He was designed to judge the fall, to keep it from happening, to prevent it if possible, to give people information and logic so that they would resist the evil way before it formed. Because God, our God, thinks of everything. Nothing sneaks up on him at all, ever. It never happened. The Lord knew what was coming. People made choices from their heart. That's why we're saved from the heart, and we have to live in his word from the heart, on purpose, with intent. And when our motives appear, everything else falls in place. You know, when if you cut the head off a serpent, the whole body dies. If you cut his tail off, he can grow another one. It won't kill him. And if our eye be single, our whole body would be full of light. Things fall in place. Even when you don't know everything, all the details of the word, when you have the love of God in your heart and you're looking to Jesus, it's kind of like driving a car. If you look a few feet in front of the car, that's a rough ride. But if you look further down the road, your hand automatically makes the right motions to keep that car steady and smooth. When you're looking to Jesus Christ and you're doing things that he would do, you're regarding the word, you've given him, God, your attention through Christ with intent to do his word and his will. And that's how you govern your life. Things fall in place. You speak word. You don't speak words of unkindness. The Lord is steadily supplying you with strength because you keep hearing his word. And you speak life. And sometimes you have enough strength to be a blessing to somebody. God can use you at a moment's notice to speak the right thing at the right time to the right person, or do the right thing at the right time before his people. And you put something in motion that Satan can't stop. Because just like people don't forget evil words spoken, they don't forget acts of kindness either. Especially when they really needed it. And then the peculiar things. We're peculiar people. We do things before people. And it arrests their attention. And when they realize your conversation in Christ, they begin to grow from glory to glory. Now the word of God divides. God chose light, and he rejected the darkness. He saw that he chose the light. He saw that the light was good in Genesis 1. And he rejected darkness. The word of God does the same thing. When you receive the word of God, you do the same thing. And in doing so, you become the light of the world, the salt of the earth. Being the light of the world and the salt of the earth, you become a judge against all false, every false way. You're judging every false way. That's why the world system hates Christians. Because we're doing God's way. We've chosen the right way. We're following the path of light. When everybody's doing what's popular, we stick to what's true and holy. We regard God. We don't try to build God in our own terms. We don't try to mold God to fit our life and our lifestyle and our expectations like the world will. We're judging. We don't just judge the whole world system. We judge Satan with it. Now, yesterday we talked about the light bearer, how Lucifer was a light bearer and he became an accuser. Well, we see him accusing Job, saying that he could cause Job to curse God to his face. And Job didn't do it. Satan lost. And Job judged him because Job remained the light of the world and the salt of the earth like he was supposed to, because his eyes was on God. His eyes was on Jesus. Before Jesus was Jesus. And in the discourse of Job, he was the first person recorded that said, he expressed the need for a mediator to mediate between God and man. He was the first person to mention the need of Jesus. Nobody else mentioned the need of having a Savior. Job. Now, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, they had insight. Abraham gave his only begotten son in covenant that the Lord may give his only begotten son. And Job expressed the need of a mediator. Now, I'm sure that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob had that same insight. Job was Jacob's grandson, Israel's grandson. And he was right. But as far as I know, he was the first one to express the need of a mediator. And they, not saying that the others didn't, but he is the first one recorded to express it in conversation under pressure too. So it's important to remember that this man judged the world system for what it is. He stood when he shouldn't have stood, when he wasn't expected by Satan to stand. But God knew that he feared God and he shunned evil. And there was nobody like him that did so. On earth, that was an evaluation, you see. Anytime you see the word the most or the best or the goodliest or there was no man like him on earth, that's an evaluation. God couldn't say that without evaluating every soul that was alive at the time. So Satan was going to try to make the best God had curse him to his face. And he lost. And he lost publicly. And it's recorded. And Job is the oldest book of the Bible. It was written before Moses was ever born. 400 years before Moses gave us Genesis. Israel's grandson. So it's important to realize that as you go forward doing all that's in God's heart, you simultaneously judge the world system for the lie that it really is. And that's a good thing. That's why people don't like it. When people have chosen to compromise and you don't compromise, iron sharpens iron. It embarrasses people back to salvation. And they repent. And it keeps people out of danger. It reminds people. It exposes the darkness. And we need that. Sometimes people are weak. They grow weak. Because their eyes have start looking at something other than Christ. And then Christ has people that don't yield at that time and they live the life of God and it reminds people. And people go to church and they hear the pastor's words and they remind it to continue to look to Jesus and not get caught up in the anger and the frustrations of this world and the lust of this world. See, the Lord has fail-safes in place. When people stop going to church, they get weaker and weaker, and they start getting into their emotions and going by their feelings. And while it's kind of like a spider wrapping up a bug in the web, they're growing weaker and weaker. And things get on their nerve. They don't have the power to even do what they really want to do anymore. See, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He can steal. Without the life of God, your life is very weak. But when you fill your heart with God's word, if you want to get up and go to the park, you have the gumption to do it. If you want to get up and restore the car in your backyard, because you have the life of God, you have the strength to do it. That kind of strength comes from hearing God's word. The strength it takes to live this life comes from doing God's word. Even to clean your house. Some people have gotten so weak and lazy, they won't even clean the house. They don't feel like they've given over to the passions of their flesh and they just sit in the chair. Now I'm using extreme situations, but I've seen stuff like this all my life. Especially when I worked at people's houses, I've seen how people do things. They have nice possessions and won't fix it, won't clean it up. They have no drive. And the only things they do is what they really have to do. And when you do, when people act like this in front of their children, they're setting something in motion. Their children see them do it, and then that becomes how they expect to do things. They grow in that mode. But when you get up and go and do things, it takes energy and effort. And then your children will grow up seeing the reward of being diligent instead of soft. And men, the men in the neighborhood that sat down all the time, their children had a problem with laziness. Even though they were very smart. But people that got up and did something, their children got up and did something and went out and did things. The parents that trusted God, the children trusted God. And they become people who are the light of the world, the salt of the earth. And by doing so, they become a judge, just like the people of Nineveh, no different. And they're busy doing God's will that they don't try to accuse people. Satan didn't make anybody, but he tries to hinder all the purposes of God. And I love the Lord our God and King. He's good, folks. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.